probably been taken out of a lot of people's feeds. But as I always say, like, I have a ton of shows, some that have been off the air for like 5 years or so. And you know what? It doesn't take up any space on my player. It doesn't take up any room that I can't afford to leave these shows out there, because I do have the hope that someday maybe some of these that have pod faded, and some of these even that have decided to go off the air on purpose, and some that just have disappeared, might make a reappearance or put out a special show or something like that. So I hope people give us that chance, and I hope people do keep us in their feed if they like us. Hi, Big Fatty. And if you don't like us, I mean, well, then it's not really a problem.
I don't give a shit.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Probably been taken out of a lot of people's feeds.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2182. Of the BFO for Wednesday the 8th of June 2016, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we have another entry into the I Audit contest, and I'm gonna finish telling you. I'm not gonna finish, gonna tell you more about the weekend. Hello, Audited and Shotted. Hey, that's vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Yo, you're audited and shotted today, big, pretty vulgar, because y'all, we're going to have our entry into the I Audit contest, and y'all going to tell you about Granny sharting himself, big, and he didn't shart himself, but Lord knows, he had many opportunities every day to do it, y'all, it is so true, but y'all, let's just get right into it. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Gus Chad's June I Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. It's Gus Chad's June I Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and mail in that art from now until the end of June. But certainly do not ever, under any circumstance, email it before June 1st. Because we want to see who has got even the smallest amount of artistic ability. It's Gus Chad's June I Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Let's mail that shit in.
Yes, that is correct. And
God, this one was really hard.
Oh, y'all, that of course is Digga and
Woodhaven.
Oh, Woodhaven to you too. Y'all, that of course is Digga. And Digga, thank you once again for the totally original bumper. For this month's I Audit contest. Y'all, by the way, I hope many of you are going to be getting your entries in. The entries are coming a little slower than Big Fatty had hoped. But y'all, get them in. And y'all, I'm telling you, the prize that Gus Chad is providing, y'all, is huge. Huge! And I guarantee there's not a one of you that wouldn't enjoy this prize. And it's a Big Fatty, shall we tell them it's cash money? No, let's not tell them that. Anyway, the prize is huge. It's huge. Our next entry, y'all, it was a canned that came in here to the to the villa, and y'all, on the front of it, it is Picasso. Oh, man, look, it's a kitty! The kitty is bullfighting or something. Big face bull something. And y'all, then on the back, it says, there's a drawing, there's a juring, it's from Miss Bacon. And it says, catch me here this summer, heart bacon. And y'all, it's a picture of Miss Bacon laying in her cement pond with a rubber ducky. Big Fatty, a quack quack. Y'all, then there's all these things laying on the ground around the old swimming hole. And it says, I litter my cans and bottles in the yard. So, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the refrigerator. Y'all, Miss Bacon sent this in after she saw Baron Frosty's entry. She says, I would like to retract my entry. And I said, tough shit. And Miss Bacon, you got a 50-50 chance right now. of winning the cash money. Oh, Big Fatty, I thought you weren't going to say it was cash money. Oh, and you have a 1 in 2 chance of winning the huge prize. So anyway, and y'all get your entries in. You can e-letter them to Big Fatty, or you can ask Big Fatty for the mailing address here at the villa, and y'all. Yo, I'll put a picture of Miss Bacon's drawing up at noon today on the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all got back here to the villa, and y'all, there were two, not one, but two, I say, kids here waiting on me. Y'all, the first is a postcard, and y'all, it looks like Big Fatty, it looks like New York City. New York City! Let's just see what it is. It says, oh, no, it isn't. Y'all, well, yeah, it is, too. It says, Big Fatty, wear your specs. Let me put my specs on so I can read this. It's the Belvedere Castle in Central Park in New York City. Big Fatty, do they make the salsa there? They may. Located at West 79th Street on top of Vista Rock, a high... Well, y'all, I can't read that because the postmark's over it. But anyway, y'all, it's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. Picture of New York City and Central Park, and y'all, there's a little castle down there in the middle. Is your Herbert Werder? Just a note from the Robs getaway, leveraged a work trip, open and close parentheses, to the Big Apple. Still looking for that salsa they say is made here. Big Fatty, they know all about the salsa. And it says Robin Rob. So Robs, thank you. So y'all, that is just, y'all, you don't know how happy it makes Big Fatty when people will send a postcard when they go on a vacation. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, speaking of people sending a postcard when they go on vacation, y'all, this is a very interesting postcard, y'all. It is a picture of y'all, the three very, very questionable individuals on the front of this card, and y'all, they're standing in front of a dinosaur, and y'all, the Carowinds amusement park, and y'all, it says Pod Faders Alive. And y'all, then you turn it over, and y'all, the first thing you notice on the back is the stamp, and y'all, it is a postage stamp, and it's got on it. And Big Fatty, how did they do that? I don't know, but it can't possibly be non-counterfeit. But y'all, it says here it was sent on 5/27 using photocard by Bill and Sue Atkinson. Okay, so y'all go check out PhotoCAD, and y'all, it's like it's laminated, and it says, some faded podcasters from New York City. Big Fatty, maybe they had the salsa at the Carowinds, maybe, and Connecticut were in the Carolinas riding the roller coasters at the Carowinds, and they wish to say hi, before they get eaten. Big Fatty. And y'all, it is David B. and Brian and VJ. Big Fatty, they are so cute in front of that dinosaur. And David B. looks like he's got dinosaur arms or something. Or either that, or he's had some sort of palsy. Big Fatty palsy. But y'all, this is the cutest thing. I'll put a picture of the two postcards along with Miss Bates. Bacon's drawing up on the BFO at noon today. Big Fatty, I know there'll be many that are looking forward to seeing that. Yeah, I gotta say, now, y'all, when last we spoke yesterday, y'all, we had gone to the Von's East, the Von's South, and the 2-for-1 was not half price if you just bought one, so that was an eye-opener for us, and we went to the liquor store, Big Fatty Liquor, I barely know her, and Durwood, got him some wine, a couple of big old jugs of wine, and Granny got us some the Jack Daniels. Y'all, he was very disappointed that he couldn't find a bigger bottle. Now, y'all, if the truth be known, he didn't drink all of the smaller bottle, but you know, he wanted to waste his money. I'm looking at my list here, and we went back to the In leather. After we had gone to the grocery store, we came in, and y'all, the strangest couple of people were there this weekend. Y'all, they were from Germany. Big Fatty, do you think they know Michael in Stuttgart? I don't know, but perhaps we could ask Miss Beaver if she could convey that to him, because you know he has unsubscribed. From the BFO, yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, these were two young men, Germans, and we know that because they were on all of the dating sites, and they were visiting from Germany. Big Fatty, that doesn't mean they're German. Well, it's true, but I think they probably were. One of them, I would say they were in their early 30s, y'all, and one of them, he was looking to be a puppet, y'all, the picture he had on all the different dating sites, y'all, he looked 15 years younger. Big Fatty, that means he looked like he was 15, well, okay, maybe 10 years younger. Y'all, he looked like a real young, skinny thing. Y'all, he was anything but young or skinny. He was a little chunky, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but y'all, if somebody wanted to meet you based on your picture and this other guy showed up, y'all, you're just setting yourself up for disaster or disappointment. Big Fatty, you might let Granny know that too. I know. Y'all, then the other one was skinny and kind of scruffy face and shaved head. And he was kind of hot. But they didn't do anything. We were there from Thursday afternoon until Monday morning, and y'all, the only thing they did was sit out by the pool and play on their phones and smoke cigarettes, and every once in a while they'd walk in their room and they'd drink a Red Bull, y'all, they were out there from the crack of dawn till like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. in the morning. And Big Fatty, how do you know that? Because I had to get up and TT a couple of nights. And y'all, they just sat out there on their phones. And y'all, they didn't talk to anybody. They barely talked to each other. And they laid in the sun. Well, the skinny one laid in the sun. The other one was under the umbra chute. And smoking like a chimney, and on his phone the whole time. Y'all, it was the strangest thing. And Pete, you'd walk up, and people would try to have a conversation with them, and they'd say about four words and then go back to their phone. So people just kind of went, well, what, you know, there was something wrong with them. Y'all, I think they were doing the dope. I think they were doing the dope. But anyway, I don't know that for sure, but that's just what I think. And I, you know, because when you do the dope, you lose track of time. And y'all, I never saw them leave the property. I never saw them eat anything. In the morning, they would have a cup of the complimentary coffee, which was not very good. But they never saw them eat a thing, and rarely were they drinking anything. And y'all, it was just the strangest damn thing for the whole weekend. And I just couldn't get it. But y'all, then we were after we came back from the grocery store, y'all, we were off. We were off to the Lester's Diner, and Stevie B and Denny know about the Lester's Diner because I've mentioned it to them before. And y'all, I knew Granny had been there before, and I thoroughly love the Lester's Diner, and I thought that Durwood might like it too. Well, y'all, we went in and sat down, and we had the nicest little lady. Y'all, it's a diner, and they have a lot of older ladies as the waitresses. Big Betty was one of them. Beth Howland? No, she's dead. And none of them that we met was name was Vera, because that is a trademarked name. But anyway, y'all, we met Patty. Big Betty, is that Patty Bacon? Well, y'all, we are not sure. We are not sure, but we just said amongst ourselves that we thought that this was Patty Bacon was our waitress. So we in our minds it was Patty Bacon. And y'all, by the way, old Plan 9 on the Twitty, he had said, "Oh, we're ready to take some pictures." Y'all, I think I took two pictures while I was down there and posted them on the Twitty. And one of them was Granny and Durwood. Granny was trying to figure out how her cellular telephone device works, and Durwood was just kind of looking at him like, well, poor old thing. But we took it at the Lester's Diner. And anyway, y'all, we had a lovely, lovely, y'all, they do a Twilight dinner from 4 to 7 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, it comes with you get your choice of the entrees. They probably had 15 entrees you could choose from. And it comes with the soup or solid, and the bread, and your beverage, the coffee, tea, or the soft drinks, and your dessert, which was Jell-O or pudding or sheet cake. And every once in a while, they'd have a little something special for the dessert. Or you could upgrade your dessert to one of the fancy desserts that they had in the carousel of carbohydrates. Benny. And y'all, first night we were there, Granny and I upgraded our desserts to the carousel of carbohydrates. Granny had some lemon meringue pie, and Big Friday got a coconut cream pie. And y'all, we just took it with us, took it back because we had the ice box in our rooms, and we thought we'd just eat it later. And y'all, that's what we did. Granny had gotten a pork chop. I think that evening he got two of them. They were big, y'all, and there's lots of food. They got two big ones, and he took one back. Durwood said he'd eat it, and then Granny forgot to put it in the refrigerator. Big Betty, you're out of time. Are you not even finished with the first day? Big Betty, this telling about this vacation. Oh, it may take longer than that old cackling Baron Frosty telling about Wednesday on his cruise. Big Fatty, they've been stuck on that Wednesday on that cruise for about 6 months now. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, what am I trying to say? A hump day. And y'all, Daniel Bieber and I worked on the Pride 48 Sheju coming up for the June 17th through the 19th event. And y'all, one of the little shows that's going to be participating is, y'all, is it's a return of that Taste Like Burning with Tim and James. And Tim, would you like to give us a little preview of what we can expect on your return to the airwaves in June?
Probably been taken out of a lot of people's feeds.
Oh, no, that's that old bag studio you have called Vera.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.